Good morning.
No problem. Good morning.
Okay, Esther's just getting us all revved up here. Okay, we're on live. So if you're ready, Brian,
I'm ready.
We'll get things rolling. All right. Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak with the Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol, October 21st at 9 a.m. for a special meeting of the Public Service Commission. I call that meeting to order. We have just one item on the agenda, so I do not have any opening comments. Brian, do you have any opening comments?
No, Madam Chair.
All right. And then we will kick it over to Commissioner Christman, whose portfolio it is.
I will just say for opening comments, I was on the road some late yesterday afternoon and evening, seeing portable corrals setting up in pastures and things like that. And it's that time of year, late fall, when my rancher buddies are many of them preparing for their once-a-year paycheck. And I just love this time of year, especially when the weather's nice.
If I might add to that, I was out at a farm this weekend and was heading down our very lightly traveled road and was excited to see a big herd of cows coming right at me. It was pretty fun.
They are lovely creatures. Okay, I just have one agenda item, RC1. I move the commission approve revision number 1818 to surface coal mining permit number NACT-0201. Held by the Control Properties Company for the Freedom Mine to add detailed mining and reclamation plans for the northern portion of the permit area, add 119.7526 acres to the permit that are currently part of permit NACT-9001, and modify the mining and reclamation plans for the southern portion of the permit area, including a 16-year temporary cessation of mining activities that will affect about 400 acres. I also move the approval of collateral bond CB-9501-8 and the rider to increase self-bond SB-9501-01, which increases the total bond amount to $146 million for the consolidated bond area that includes this and all other permits for the Freedom Mine, and I further move the approval of the cancellation of collateral bond CB-9501-7.
Second.
On January 18th of 2014, Coteau Properties Company filed the application for revision number 18 for the Freedom Mine. Coteau has started this revision, has stated this revision contains mine plan changes that allow them to meet customer coal quality requirements and allow a balanced overburden stripping ratio during the term of the coal delivery contract. One of the two drag lines operating in the southern portion of the permit area will be moved to the northern portion of the permit in 2018 to open a new mine area. The pit area where this dragline was operating will be stabilized and remain idle for a period of 16 years until the year 2034, when mining will again resume in that area. Approximately 400 acres of land associated with this cessation pit will remain at overburden grade during the cessation period. Topsoil and subsoil will not be respread on this area to avoid reaffecting it when mining resumes in 2034. The revision includes a request for a variance from the contemporaneous reclamation requirements for this 400-acre cessation pit area. This revision contains design plans for the construction of a number of sediment ponds, sumps, diversions, and haul roads. The permit contains measures to ensure that mining activities will not adversely affect any threatened and endangered species. There's two isolated intermittent stream segments located in the northern mine area that will eventually be mined through with the changes proposed by Revision 18. The Reclamation Division consulted with the state engineer and the state health department regarding this disturbance as required by the North Dakota Administrative Code. The total bond amount for the consolidated bond area covering all permits at the Freedom Mine had been $119 million. The new minimum bond amount was determined to be just over $143.7 million. The increase to the self bond and the new collateral bond provided by Coteau totals $146 million. So this amount includes a contingency of nearly $2.3 million for future increases in reclamation costs. The amount of new collateral bond is $14.6 million. That's 10% of that total. And the bond amount is being increased, the self-bond amount is being increased to $131.4 million. That's the other 90%, with Basin Electric Power Cooperative as the third-party guarantor. Mining companies are allowed to provide up to 90% of the bond amount in the form of a self-bond. The other 10% must be in the form of a collateral or surety bond. Funds from collateral or surety bonds would be more readily available than funds from a self-bond to begin reclamation work in the unlikely event of a bond forfeiture. Staff has reviewed the self-bond documents and found that they have been properly executed. Coteau and Basin meet the applicable self-bonding requirements. Certain financial criteria must be met in order to guarantee a self-bond. Basin has met these criteria by having a current bond rating of A2 from Moody's Investor Services and an A rating from Standard & Poor's. Revision number 18 was deemed a significant revision, making it subject to the public notice requirements. Coteau submitted affidavits of publication of the required newspaper notices, the Bismarck Tribune, the Beulah Beak, and the Hazen Star, indicating that notice was published on October 23rd and 30th and November 6th and 13th of 2014. We notified the appropriate agencies, the affected landowners, and advisory committee members of this revision application. The revision application was updated to address comments received from NRCS. We received no objections or requests for informal conferences on this revision application. And the Reclamation Division recommends that Revision 18 be approved.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Just one question for you, Commissioner Christman. On the bond calculation, I was curious about the difference between the bond that was required, the minimum bond, and the final that's being provided. So the new minimum bond was determined to be $143.7 million, about, yet they're providing $146 million. In that $2.2 million difference. Is that required? Do we require them to do that, or is that something the company is just offering?
It is not required. That is something that North American has just chosen to do to kind of go above and beyond.
Okay, and is that where they're doing that for the future increases, potential increases in reclamation
Correct.
Costs? Okay.
It does allow them, if there's some just small inflationary increase, to not always have to go through and...
Right.
And, go through the whole process of making those changes, so it does benefit them too. But it is a significant amount of money that they've put down additional bond coverage beyond what is required.
For sure. I would assume that our formula accounts somehow for inflation as well and the increasing costs for reclamation down the road.
You have a component that's called the variable cost. Those are updated yearly. Then if there's any significant increase, then the companies are required to increase the bond rates. And as Randy said, that this basically contingency there is to protect against the need for probably increase next year if there's inflationary costs.
I see. Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion's approved. Commissioner Kalk, do you authorize John to sign for you?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, that concludes the agenda for the special meeting. I will. We do have Dave Thompson in the room, so we'll ask him if he has any questions. But I did just want to mention to staff who might be listening in particular that I will be gone the next couple of days at a fellowship that I've been invited to participate in. It's called the Aspen Rodel Fellowship for Public Leaders. And it is a four-day discussion on democracy, community, and the individual. So while it isn't completely related to the Public Service Commission in my broader role as a leader in the state, this is something I was invited to be part of. And so I will be gone Thursday through Monday contemplating some of the larger issues in our democracy and talking to other folks across the country about those things. So I'm not just skipping out. I wanted people to know where I am. Okay. So, Dave, any questions from you?
Yeah, the 400 acres that you're talking about, mining and reclamation cessation area, that's something unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it happens often, but in this case, the intention is to come back to this area. And, of course, if everything were completely reclaimed, it would be an enormous cost to reclaim it just to then strip it back down again in less than 20 years. Also, you know, when every time they would come back and spread subsoil and spread topsoil and then come back and strip them over again, there's always additional occurrences of some mixing, and so it actually would be a detriment to the long-term reclamation of the land.
Did the company give any reasons why this area is being treated that way? You know, as kind of a delay, if you want to put it that way.
Well, it's for the coal quality for the contracts and wanting to use some of that coal from the southern portion and some from the new northern area and blend. It's my understanding. I think probably a better question for the company.
Okay, yes. It does take a while. This was filed in 14, correct?
Correct.
So, you know, it's October 15. I assume the time is needed to make sure that everything's, all the ducks are in a row and everything's in order, correct?
Correct. You know, there's the whole calculation of what the liability is for getting the bonds correct, all the, you know, the early investigations that would be involved with a new permit to get all the information that's necessary so that years later when it's reclamation time, this agency has all the information that's required so we can make sure it's done correctly and as well as planning out how to leave that cessation area. So a lot of detailed work has gone into this revision.
And so the order to takes effect today?
Correct.
Okay.
Isn't there a period by which people could protest, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
30
days.
Standard operation for 30.
Okay.
I was curious about something. XL is planning to convert its streetlights in North Dakota from mercury, whatever they use, to LED lights. But XL has to come before the Public Service Commission to get approval. Why is that?
I haven't looked into this or we haven't been asked that I'm aware of yet, but maybe Commissioner Kalk, are you, since that's your portfolio, have you heard about this?
Actually, Madam Chair, I have heard about this, and I did not quite understand either the nexus of why they have to come back in front of us on it, other than maybe it's some kind of tariff change. I would purely be speculation, but I've heard about that. I think I picked up in Fargo a few months ago.
It must cost money.
Well, yeah, one would think.
Well, and I think it may have to be around the discussion of what's the useful life of what they have and what's really driving the change and is it really needed now? Is it a happy to glad change? And who might pay the cost? If it's just the benefit Fargo, should just Fargo pay for it, or is this something that should be incorporated system-wide? That might be what the discussion centers around.
Excellent. Anything else, Dave?
All
right, Brian, Dave's wearing a suit today. He's announcing his run for governor.
Right.
Well, I will publicly support Dave Thompson at this time.
I'm going to quote that.
he marked down that note on his tape.
Actually, I'm running from, not for.
All right. Well, that concludes our special meeting. Thank you. Safe travels, Brian.